This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter.
By Moss Nissan Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and on the world market around the internet, too. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and I want to thank our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Well, joining us right now in the weekend edition, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Now, Kyle, we had a rocket attack late yesterday in Baghdad at our U.S. military installation in Mosul. That's the one where a lot of the troops that were in Syria fell back to, and it's a pretty good-sized base that's right there. What do you know about what took place?
Well, we understand, Captain, that the Katyusha rockets were targeted at the Iraqi airbase, and we have about 5,000 troops or so right now in Iraq. And also, now, the good news is what we understand, at least according to the statements, is that no American forces, and they're telling us no coalition forces were hurt, although nobody is reclaiming responsibility yet at this time. However, that being said, we do know that there are anti-government protests going on within Iraq right now. Also, you still have some Islamic State sleeper cells which can be activated, and this may be what has occurred in this particular case. But because of what's going on, and also the Iranian influence with these different operatives, this is probably putting all this together. This is how this all came about.
Right, and we'll keep our eyes and ears open on that to see what's going on, because I suspect what it probably is a isolated pocket of ISIS operators that were looking for a little payback for the al-Baghdadi killing when we took him out.
Yes, very, very possible. And but again, the good news is that we know, at least at this point, no reports of any Americans being hurt at all.
Now, there is another report. The lawyer for John Bolton came out yesterday and said that the former ambassador and former NSA chairman, that John Bolton may have knowledge about the Ukraine that he has not yet made public, which is one reason why the Democrats want him to speak in front of the committee. But then again, that damage could be damning to the Democrats, so they better be careful what they wish for, huh?
Well, that's right. Yeah, we don't know what Ambassador Bolton would say. We know that there's been some back and forth about whether or not he would testify or honor the subpoena and these kinds of things. But yeah, that's right. I mean, the big bombshell is more information about Ukraine that we don't know yet, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad information. I'm sure he has a lot of information, but again, we'll have to wait and see. But it's interesting, Captain, though, as we hear about more of these transcripts and more of these testimonies that have gone on behind closed doors, in many ways, we find out the same thing that we found out about the Russia hoax, that there really is no there. Some people have an axe to grind, it appear, on whether or not they had a feeling or a thought about a phone call, but in reality, there's no direct evidence, it would seem, of any kind of quid pro quo, as it were.
Yeah, speaking of quid pro quo, the president yesterday talked about Michael Bloomberg getting into the race, and here's what he had to say.
Politics. We're going to Atlanta. We have a, as you call, black vote, but this is real. We're doing very well with African Americans. I think a big factor is the fact that they're having the best economic year they've ever had in the history of our country. And we're going there. We've been invited, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be fantastic. So I've known Michael Bloomberg for a long time. If you go back early on, he said a lot of great things about Trump. But I know Michael. He became just a nothing. He was really a nothing. He's not going to do well, but I think he's going to hurt Biden, actually. But he doesn't have the magic to do well.
You know something? That sounded like a gaggle of, geese or something that was making all that noise trying to get a question in there?
Yeah, and he's trying to yell over the helicopter.
Yeah, they were walking out. He was walking out to the helicopter, and, of course, he walked over to where the press were, and they all jumped on it, all trying to be the first one to get something answered.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I was listening to some of the coverage and some of the punditry, as it were, about the Michael Bloomberg possibility of maybe getting into this race. And, of course, he would bypass Iowa and New Hampshire, basically.
And he's going to announce or get on the ballot in Alabama. I wonder how that's going to play with my friends in Alabama that own more guns than you can possibly even think of when he wants to take their guns away from them.
Well, absolutely. He wants to take their guns, and he wants to take the 32-ouncer sodas away, I think, too.
Yeah.
And but, again, yeah, I don't know
big how... Big gulps they... rule in Alabama.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks will be right in. I'm not kidding about that. Big gulps do rule. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswersArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and you're on some sort of medication and you want to kick the habit like I did, I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril. I've been on it for a number of years, and 3 years and 8 months ago with my arthritis pain that I have, which is why I was on the medication to begin with, I decided to try something different. Now, with arthritis, with back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, leg pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you take your Relief Factor, to begin with, three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and supper until you run out. And then you take it whatever you need it, once a day, twice a day, however the case may happen to be. So you start with the 1995 3-week quick start. That's just enough to get you through 3 weeks, and you'll know whether or not it's going to work. And they tell me at Relief Factor that so far about 80% of the people that order it stay on it, and that's a good thing. That means it's working. So you'll go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start, the 1995 quick start. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? Then that's a good thing. Non-narcotic. It's all natural. It's a packet with four capsules in it. It works for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, the president tonight, later today, will be down in Louisiana, and I understand he's going to, or not Louisiana, it's Alabama where they're playing the game, sorry. But he's going to be watching LSU, number one, play Alabama, number two. That's going to be one heck of a barn burner of a football game, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
And the other night, he was in Louisiana, and he was in Monroe, Louisiana. Well, He invited some politicians to come up on stage and say howdy or whatnot. And one of my favorites has got to be Senator John Kennedy with that drawl, that real southern drawl. And he got up on the stage, and here is what he proceeded to say.
Mr. President, for visiting our state. In 3 short years, President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
I love it. I love it.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something? Yeah, who would dare to say something like that?
Well, you know, Captain, he's got a great point. And, of course, beyond the idea that, why would somebody do that? Well, unfortunately, I think, you know, it used to be that good things for America were good things for America.
Right.
But because these good things for America are happening, and because Trump has been able to do these things, like John Kennedy was saying, within the last just, you know, 2 or 3 years, it puts egg on the face of all these politicians who just want to be able to continue to go down the same path, make the same promises every 2 to 4 years, and expect you to keep returning them to power. So here comes somebody who can actually get things done, and they look around and say, we got to do something. And in this case, They've tried to negate the president, they tried the Mueller report thing, and now they're trying impeachment.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at this and a lot of the other things that are in there, you just can't even begin to fathom what is transpiring and what's going on here. Now, I want you to listen to what the president had to say about Adam Schiff and, of course, Nancy Pelosi. Kind of goes along the same way, but this was out there on the sidewalk before he was getting on the helicopter yesterday.
Every one of those people testified absolutely fine for me. They've gone out and they've gone out of their way to find the people that hate Donald Trump, President Trump, the most. They put them up there. Everybody's been absolutely fine. And they have, you know, I don't even know most of these people. Many of these people I've never even heard of. So what Crooked Schiff is doing, he's a corrupt politician. What this corrupt politician does, he looks all over, tries to find people that don't like Trump, and he puts them up. We are winning so big. My polls are the highest they've ever been. I'm leading in all of the states, every swing state. The fundraising numbers just came in. They're the highest, I think, in history. I don't think anybody's ever had. And I'll tell you what, we are winning so big because we're going along. These are corrupt politicians, and that includes Nancy Pelosi. She's a corrupt politician. She should go back to a district which is horrible. It's filthy. It's drug-infested. The stuff's being blown out to the ocean. It's being wiped out to the ocean through their drainage systems. You got to see what's happening in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi ought to focus on a district, but these are corrupt politicians.
Well, again, that's absolutely true what he's saying. San Francisco used to be a beautiful city, and even right there in Nancy Pelosi's district, they've absolutely trashed it in certain areas where they're living on the street.
Yes, it is the saddest story, Captain. Yeah, you're right. I've visited San Francisco many times, and just what's happened there is a real travesty. And you know, Captain, I'm curious, why aren't they the intrepid reporters in the media and watchdogs and so forth asking questions like the president is asking? You know, what's going on in Nancy Pelosi's district? You know, in fact, if that was happening anywhere in the United States, That's big news. That's a story. That's, in other words, and ask the question, why is it happening? And why isn't anything being done to really alleviate it? I mean, actual reasonable steps that can be taken to either help the people that are on the street, but also to clean up the streets, because this is not the way our Western civilization is supposed to be.
No, and the president is not afraid to take it to the Democrats or to spar with them verbally, because, of course, the Democrats are feeling their oats, and they think that they got this thing going. Well, they're going to impeach the president. Now, the latest thing is, get this, the latest thing is it leaked out of D.C. Well, they're going to impeach him on multiple charges. They're going to bring up multiple charges. No, they're not. They're going to have a tough time with one.
Well, they're going to try to do obstruction and then also the quid pro quo thing. But you're right. They're having trouble even making anything stick, and because there's nothing there to stick to.
There's no there.
Exactly. And every single time they've gone after trying to find the corruption about Trump, they never find it. But yet we can just simply uncover all kinds of corruption with Burisma and, you know, just, you know, take your pick. There's all kinds of corruption there, but we're supposed to hear about the fake corruption of Donald Trump, because they don't like his policies, and by extension, Captain, they don't like the idea that the voters made made a mandate for him to go to Washington and actually do something.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, briefly, the president had this to say about the Democrats not recovering from 2016.
It's a crooked deal. This is like the fake dossier. This is like everything else. These are crooked people. They lost an election, and they lost it big. It was really a landslide from the Electoral College standpoint. And they lost it big, and they still haven't recovered, and they're going to lose again. And what they're trying to do is weaken me, but it's actually made me stronger. And interestingly, if you look at the polls that just came out, my polls are up. The fundraising is through the roof. It's never been this high. We just said fundraise because people are angry about it.
Well, they are angry about it, and I get it. And fundraising is up is because he's every time I turn around, I'm getting something else from the president for this, that, and the other. Support your values, support this, support that. I mean, you're seeing it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the reasons why the popularity is up and the fundraising is up is because people see what Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the others are doing as fundamentally unfair. And they understand, Captain, that you don't falsely accuse people. You don't try to, pardon the pun, trump up things on people.
Yeah.
You know, the American people want to know what's actually going on.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, take us to break.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
This is all righty. Thank you very much, and we'll be right back, folks, for more.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and guess what? This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agents than right now. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, your Wanna-Doo, your Can-Doo. And don't forget, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. Now, you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com, and type in your zip code, and you can either get a quote there, or you can find out where your local agent is, who and how to get a hold of them, but either way, that's how you do it. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warm, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, and God knows there's plenty of stuff going on, but Megyn Kelly is back in the thick of it again because the woman who was fired by CBS for supposedly blowing the whistle on the ABC Epstein cover-up is now being interviewed by Megyn Kelly. But she told Megyn Kelly she didn't do it. And in the meantime, another story came out and said someone claiming to be the real leaker said that they've got the wrong person.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story because the person that was fired, they had gone over to CBS, but
yep.
ABC, evidently, according to these different reports, they tried to figure out who it was who might have been able to exhume, shall we say, the information about the about this story and what Amy Rohrbach was saying about it. And so they, according to reports, looks like they may have passed it on, and then that's how they tried to figure out who it was, or at least try to make that guess. But you're right. There's a whole other wrinkle to the story, and somebody else says they got the wrong person.
Yeah, and this is to be continued, one of those to-be-continued stories, because they're not done with this yet by any stretch of the imagination, and I believe we're going to find out more. Now, our Salem radio host, Sebastian Gorka, was once again yesterday on his program telling who the other whistleblower was, and mentioned his name several times and all that. And he says, I just don't understand why the mainstream media won't tell who this is. They all know, and all that sort of stuff. But they do know, and they're making it sound like it's if, oh, this is taboo. This guy's going to be in big trouble and all that. And even the reporters, they're saying, even some of the reporters in the Washington Press Corps knew who this guy was.
Well, sure. And let's just say, just for context, if somebody had tried to be a whistleblower for a Democrat president, let's just say President Obama in this case, they would go and interview their kindergarten teacher to find out more about the whistleblower, and they would sort of plaster them everywhere. And so there is a real double standard at work, and that's most unfortunate. But the American people, I believe, Captain, want to know who's making these accusations. In fact, especially when they have the transcript of the phone call that they can compare to what the accusations are from the whistleblower. None of it makes any sense. This smacks of it all being sort of made up and put together so that they can, because just like with James Comey and leaking the memos and all this stuff, what was that for? Well, that was to set up the special counsel and all this stuff. Well, this whistleblower thing was to set up the impeachment thing. And with Adam Schiff's office or people from his office talking with said whistleblower, you know, talk about collusion. My goodness, this is exactly the definition of collusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got you what you're talking about, for sure. Now, let's listen for a second to the president talking about Joe Biden in some terms that we haven't really heard mentioned until now. And, I mean, the president really got into this one.
Giving it to him. I have no problem.
Mr. President, on the Biden, did you ask Joe Barr or anyone in your Department of Justice to investigate the Biden? And if not, you didn't ask them, why would you ask the President of Ukraine to do something you weren't willing to ask your own Justice Department?
We are looking for corruption. We're giving hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're looking for corruption. And all you have to do is take a look at Biden, and you'll see tremendous corruption. Because what he did is quid pro quo times 10. And let me just say, be quiet. Quiet.
Did you ask your DOJ?
Quiet. Quiet.
Did you ask the DOJ?
Are you ready?
Yes.
I never spoke to him about anything. It's up to Bill Barr. Bill Barr can do whatever he wants to do. But I saw the same tape on television. And the tape shows that Joe Biden is a crook. He's 100% crooked. And the fake news, which is you don't want to do anything about it. His son walked out with millions of dollars from Ukraine, millions of dollars from China. He doesn't know anything. He walked away with a stash. It's a corrupt deal. It's a corrupt enterprise. And if the press did it right, it's a hell of a story.
And when he said you and you, he pointed right at Acosta and he pointed right at ABC.
Wow. Well, old Jim Acosta probably didn't like that much. But it's interesting, Captain, because, you know, John Solomon, and I was talking about this earlier today as well, John Solomon has a great story story about how the Burisma holding company was supposed to do some deal with the USAID or USAID, and that got nixed because of corruption concerns, and this was all brought about by the U.S. State Department. This was back when Joe Biden was the vice president, and they tried to go to the vice president's office, and according to the report, they were turned away by the vice president's aides. They didn't want to know anything about corruption in Ukraine, you know, having to do with this gas company that Hunter Biden was on.
Well, that's true. And again, you just got to ask yourself, what on earth, you know, why would somebody want to give the vice president's son all this money unless they thought they were going to get something in return?
Well, that sounds like a quid pro quo.
That is.
Yeah. Well, of course, because they want something. They want to either sort of grease the wheels, or they want a protection from any kind of scrutiny. And it all sort of accumulated, you know, Captain, with Joe Biden telling the Ukrainian government, "Look, you either fire that guy who's doing this this prosecutorial job, and or you don't get the American dollars."
Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting about Rudy Giuliani, and they're saying that Giuliani's associates pushed for Biden's probe months before the actual phone call by Donald Trump.
That's right. That's what's being reported, and the way that this story seems to go is that they, the then president of Ukraine, wanted to have come to the United States, meet Donald Trump at the White House, have FaceTime, and basically sort of up his stature in Ukraine. But this also had to do with investigating corruption, and it looked like, of course, it would any discussion of that would have to do as well with the Biden deal with Burisma and so forth.
Now, Mike Pompeo went over to Europe. And he warned of President Putin in Russia in the era of free speech with the Berlin, the Reagan speech at the Berlin. Remember the Berlin Wall and all that?
Oh, that's right. And Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yeah, well, he warned of Vladimir Putin and what the game that he might be playing right now.
Well, exactly. One of the things, of course, that we know Putin is all about is he wants to cobble together as much as he can of the old Soviet glory. He's having a devil of a time doing that, and that's good to a great degree. Exactly right. This is, you know, the more that things change, the more they seem to stay the same.
Yeah. Now I want to say something real quick here before we run out of time. I got about 30 seconds. Steve Bannon, formerly, of course, of Breitbart and a presidential advisor, says that Roger Stone was the access point for WikiLeaks. He was the guy leaking the stuff to WikiLeaks, and he's surprised that he got indicted and he's being charged with all this stuff.
Yeah, this is interesting to watch this play out. Exactly, yeah.
All righty, well, that's it for the weekend, and we'll see you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend, and stay low, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll be talking to him on Monday morning, bright and early. By the way, coming up, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Always, and tonight, some interesting stuff out there weather-wise. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Insight. Passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio, and he's out there rooster cruising tonight, and I don't know where he's at, but I'll tell you what, if you're in Montana, if you're in Montana, take the chains along with you, or you shouldn't be up there at all. It is snowing, and I mean it is snowing hard up in Montana right now. 4th of July, looks like you're going to have to chain to go over the top there. Now, let's get into this, because a second, even colder Arctic blast is forecast to plunge into the central United States Sunday and Monday, shifting into the eastern U.S., by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Now, daytime high temperatures will run 20 to 30 degrees below normal, likely setting numerous daily cold records. Rain and snow is also possible along the leading cold front. Meanwhile, in the west, temperatures will remain just a little bit above normal. Now, as a result, California is going to be a little bit warmer than normal. However, the fire threat right now has gone down, so we're not hearing anything about those big power blackouts and all that stuff that they were doing. But the smoke went north, and by that I mean it's still hanging around in the valleys and the areas of Oregon, where there's a lot of poor air quality alerts, as well as Idaho, Washington State, eastern part of Washington State, east of Snoqualmie, and up through Wenatchee and over into the Yakima Valley, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, all right, up in that area, and down south all the way down for at least a couple hundred miles. You've got a poor air quality. You've got a lot of smoke in there. And again, it's all from what was going on down in California. But if you're in Montana and you're either on I-90 going towards the Blackfoot Reservation or 94, you will have snow all the way from the Canadian border down to Wyoming. And there is some snow in the northern part of Wyoming. It's drifted down that far. North Dakota, you just got a little wind there, but as this thing moves to the east, you can expect to see some white stuff. South Dakota, Rapid City, same thing for you. As this moves along, you've got wind right now, but you can expect to see some more. Minnesota, to my friends up there in Minnesota tonight, you're not looking too bad there. A little bit cold. By the way, there is some wind east of the Twin Cities, northeastern part of Minnesota tonight, and also the northwestern part of Wisconsin, and a little bit of snow on the backside there up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and that could create some troubles later on as this wind and everything moves along, because we're going to get wind coming off in the east, or off of the lakes, northwest winds, and that is going to kick in the lake effect snow machine later during the weekend. Now, taking a look at the south, we've got some really cold freeze warnings up for the central part of Louisiana, central part of Mississippi, the northern part, and by the way, the southern edge of this is like I-20 in Alabama. Everything north of Alabama, I-20 to Tennessee, there's a hard freeze warning. Same thing for Georgia, Atlanta, north all the way to Tennessee. At least two-thirds of South Carolina tonight's in a hard freeze warning. The eastern third of North Carolina, hard freeze warning. And up into the eastern part of Virginia over towards Norfolk, where you have a hard freeze warning over that away. Now, there's some winds along the east side of Georgia, southern Georgia, and Florida tonight. You got some scattered showers in the Jacksonville area as we speak, coming in off the ocean. And that has riled up the water to where you got a riptide rip current warning over there from about Daytona Beach all the way to, it looks like, Savannah here at the moment. So that's what it's looking like tonight in terms of the weather. Now, again, keep in mind, And you want to make sure that when you run out of the South with the diesel we have down here, you want to make sure that you got your fuel properly treated with your fuel additives and whatnot, because if you got any water in there and you don't have heated tanks, you're going to find out that about, about Atlanta and about Columbia, South Carolina, and about Fayetteville, North Carolina, you're going to start having some problems if your fuel isn't right. So keep that in mind. And if you're going way up north, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, or out towards Seattle, the Northwest, anywhere up in there, make sure you don't dare want to go up there without having your fuel right, because you'll be in big trouble. You could be sitting along the interstate and spending literally hours waiting for somebody to tow you in. So you make sure. This is the coldest weather so far of the season that they're getting up that away. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Now, the Pilots and the Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because at the Pilot, you're very apt to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, could even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts. By the way, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday for breakfast, and I took a good look at their menu again. They do have a lunch menu. They've got soups and sandwiches, and then they've got a light meal thing for dinner. You can get a little different twist to things, because it's not just about donuts anymore at Dunkin' Donuts. Now, the Flying J's, the nice sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill awaits you. And to the bigger ones up there in the bigger cities, you're going to find something else there. Could be a nice Denny's along with, a Dairy Queen. Could be a Huddle House along with a Subway. Could be a Moe's Southwest Grill along with a Pizza Hut or a Taco Bell. But you're going to find something different there besides just that one. So there you go. And remember, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Flying J's, of course, been around forever. They're the staple up there in the northern part of the country, in the northwest part of the country. And good morning to you, James. How you doing? Oh, he's liking the word donuts. Okay, well, find yourself a Dunkin' Donuts there, James. You're the one out being the expert paper relocator. So grab you some donuts and munch them along the way there, I guess, right? And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog are home for the weekend. Meanwhile, Trucker Mark is in Arkansas tonight, and he says it's colder than a well digger's butt. Yep, I bet it is. I bet it is, because that's right up there where that cold weather is, and certainly anywhere north of I-40, you got some interesting stuff going on. All righty, well, time to take a break, and news coming up, and on the other side of the news, we will have Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, and caller, hold on the line. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more stuff coming your way. Going to be a busy night here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.